Good morning. Welcome to Main Street United Methodist Church. Let us pass the peace. Remember, that's not just saying, hey, how are you? We're passing God's peace to our neighbors in front of us, behind us, and across the aisle. And greeting some folks we hadn't seen for a while, but are now back with us. Now let us continue to prepare our hearts for worship by singing our hymn of preparation, which you will find on the inside of your bulletin. That you saved the calendar that was in your newsletter this past week, and you saved the newsletter because the front page had listings of all of the many things that are happening at Main Street Church. I'm not going to take the time to go through all of them, but I would like to call your attention to a couple of items. First of all, the youth are having their coffee house tonight, and just because you don't fit in the category of what? 14, 15, does not mean that you can't come. The coffee house is for everybody. It's a fundraiser as well as being a wonderful experience for us to be together as a family, as a church family. I also want to call to your attention the calendar here. This is Circle Week. As the first full week of the month, a lot of circles are meeting and they're having their Christmas activities. So you need to be sure to check the time and the location, because several circles have changed their time and their location because of Christmas activities. And I also wanted to point out to you that we're going to be having a new newsletter, and there's a contest for naming the newsletter. We're revamping format, making some interesting changes and giving it a fresh new look, and hopefully making it easier for you to read and find the things that you want. So if you've got an idea, or your Sunday school class has an idea, or your children have an idea for naming the newsletter, we've got a contest going, and you'll notice that on the top of your bulletin. There's several important meetings this next week, but the one I want to call particularly to your attention is the Administrative Council that will be meeting next week in the Trinity classroom. Please make a point to come. Remember that the Methodist Church does not have closed meetings unless there are personnel issues that have to be an executive session. Please come and see your church at work. You don't have to be a member of the Administrative Council to attend. So please consider coming and see how things work and participating with us. Now let us continue to prepare our hearts for worship as the acolytes enter with the light of Christ.
Thank you. Will all who are able please stand and join in this morning's call to worship? A voice cries out, "In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make straight a highway in the desert for our God." Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, who has looked on us with favor and redeemed us. Proclaim the name of Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, and sing praises to his name.
I invite you to join with me in praying the prayer of invocation as found in your bulletin. Lord God of Israel, who alone does wondrous things, we are waiting and longing for the day when steadfast love and faithfulness will meet, when justice and peace will kiss each other. We know that with you one day is like 1,000 years, and that your patience is our salvation. Come suddenly. Show us the mercy promised to our ancestors. At your coming, let us be found by you at peace. In Jesus' name, amen. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is one true church, apostolic and universal, whose holy faith let us now declare. We believe in God the Father, infinite in wisdom, power, and love, whose mercy is over all his works, and whose will is ever directed to his children's good. We believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Man, the gift of the Father's unfailing grace, and the promise of our deliverance from sin and death. We believe in the Holy Spirit as a divine presence in our lives, whereby we are kept in perpetual remembrance of the truth of Christ and find strength and help in time of need. We believe that this faith should manifest itself in service of love as set forth in the example of our blessed Lord, to the end that the kingdom of God may come upon the earth. Amen.
On the second Sunday of Advent, we light two candles to show that the church joyfully awaits the coming of the Savior, who enlightens our hearts and scatters the shadows of fear and doubt. The first Advent candle reminds us that we wait in hope. We remember our longing for God to be with us. Today we light a second candle, the candle of peace. This candle reminds us of our dreams for peace in the world. This candle reminds us that Jesus, the Prince of Peace, is coming. This candle is a symbol of God's promise of peace, comfort, and strength. Come, Lord Jesus, and turn us toward your light.
If we walk in the light as God is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin.
Come, Lord Jesus, and turn us toward your light.
The Old Testament reading for today comes from the book of Isaiah, chapter 40, verses 1 through 11. Hear now a reading from God's Word. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades, when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep. This is the word of the Lord. The gospel lesson for today comes from the gospel according to Mark, chapter 1, the first 8 verses. Please stand for the reading of the gospel. The beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. As it is written in the prophet Isaiah, see, I am sending my messenger ahead of you who will prepare your way, the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Please be seated.
The people who walk in darkness have seen a great light.
Amen. That stirred my soul. Thank God that we have seen the great light. Amen.
Amen.
Let us be in an attitude of prayer. Holy God, there are many today who would prefer to be lying in their beds of ease. Maybe some who would enjoy being rocked back in their recliners. But today, Almighty God, we have come into this house to worship you. We have pushed off the lethargy. We have arisen. We are here. Not because of some majestic works that we have done, but because of what you have done for us in sending your Son into the world. And the light has shined in our hearts, and we believe. We believe that you are the promised one. We believe that you died and rose again. Stir our hearts afresh, Almighty God, during this Advent season. Come afresh into our souls, that we might experience a renewal that will cause us to go out into the world and to prepare a highway for our God. We pray, dear God, for those of our church family who are ill, those who are suffering away from home, that your holy presence will be with them. For those in harm's way, serving on some battlefield, and not only those of this family, dear God, but all of those who go where they're sent. And thanking you that there are others who have heard the good news for themselves, and they are sent into the world to be a messenger of peace and of love, a messenger of kindness and restitution. Bless the church, dear God. Bless your holy church. Help us, O God, to reach others with this wonderful message. And they could experience this joy that we experience when we come together and worship. Again, we pray for our leaders, both within our civil government and within the church. Holy God, lead them. Praying as you taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us worship the Lord now with our morning tithes and offerings. Ushers, would you come, please? Holy God, we are of all people most richly blessed. Thank you, Almighty God, for the privilege to give to that which is above us, that which is outside of our ability to control, but to give to that which is born out of our faith, a faith that calls us to reach out to the world. Bless this gift. May it be used for the furtherance of the gospel of Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Please be seated, and we invite the children forward for the children's message.
Good morning, everybody. I hear change going in the boxes. I'm so proud of you guys. You're just keeping right up with our goals of new animals for the Heifer Project. And just to give you an update, you guys have provided a llama, a sheep, a goat, a heifer, ducks, geese, and chicks. That's a lot of stuff. That's a lot of help for a lot of people. And remember, right now we are working on what's called the gardener's gift, and that is tree seedlings, rabbits to help fertilize the soil, chickens, which will eat all the bugs and stuff, and then a hive of bees that will pollinate the plants. So it's an ongoing gift. So that's awesome. I'm really proud of you guys. Well, as Miss Amy read from the Bible earlier, in the book of Mark, God sent John the Baptist to tell the people, pave a way in the desert for Christ. You need to straighten out those crooked roads and smooth out those rough surfaces. Well, that kind of reminds me, my family lives out of town, so at Christmas we have to pack up and go out of town. And it seems like there's forever road construction. It doesn't matter where. There's always road construction. And I think, oh, this is going to be great when it's done. Well, that section will get done. Well, then there'll be another section of road they're working on. And it's like, what? But you know what? Really, they'll never, ever be done with road construction, right? Because by the time they fix another section of the road, the one that they fixed a long time ago is already messed up, so they got to start over. So, they'll always have road construction. Well, that kind of reminds me of Christmas and what John the Baptist was saying. He was saying, okay, people, you got to straighten up. You got to get ready. He wasn't saying, let's build a road for Jesus to come on. He was saying, let's straighten our crooked ways. Let's smooth out our hard surfaces, our rough surfaces in our heart. Because Jesus is coming and we need to be ready. Right? Well, that's what we need to do. We need to look in our hearts and find those curvy, crooked roads, the ways in our heart, and those rough places in our heart. And we need to straighten them out and smooth those surfaces out so that we can be ready any time that Jesus comes. Right? And just like the roads, we'll never truly be done with that, right? We'll always have crooked places in our hearts, and we'll always have rough spots, but we can always pray for help to straighten those ways and to smooth those surfaces, right? So we're an ongoing project too, but Jesus loves us, and we're excited to celebrate the day of his birth and the day that he comes back for us. Let's say a prayer. God, help us to straighten those crooked ways and to smooth those rough surfaces in our hearts. Thank you for the coming of Jesus, Lord. We love you. Amen.
You may be seated. I have certainly enjoyed some of you that have come to me and talked to me about years ago and how y'all would visit different relatives and the experiences that you've had, and it's been quite enjoyable to share some of those memories of long ago. I was looking back at some of my old sermons on the passage of Scripture that we're reading today, and I wrote in one of my sections that there were certain relatives that I never told them that I was coming for a visit, because when I did, it would throw them into a panic, and they would spend the rest of the day cleaning the house and cooking a meal and doing all those things and rushing around. And so in order to not throw them in such a panic, I would just have to stop in for a quick visit with my family or whatever, and that would create a lot less anxiety for them. Advent is a time when we are called to preparation. We're called to think about our spiritual condition, to reminisce over our lives, and to pray for God's guidance in the year to come. When we think about the man that was sent by God to prepare the way for Jesus' coming, he was a colorful character, to say the least. He was not one that was akin to nice linen clothes. The Bible says he wore garments of camel's hair and ate locusts and wild honey. We remember when Mary came to Elizabeth and how, even as an infant in his mother's womb, he still was experiencing something that caused him, even at that young age, to acknowledge that God was upon him in a certain way. It's hard for us to imagine. When we look at the time when Christ came, it was a time probably like no other in history. The Romans were in charge of the world. There was peace. There was a road system that enabled people to travel in vast areas in relative peace. It was a time when all of the then known world understood Koine Greek. We study this language in seminary. I remember one of my professors saying that God resurrected the Greek language, he sealed it, and then he killed it. And today we can still go back and study that ancient language that was used during Jesus' time. It was a time that was ripe for Christ to come. You understand today that we have 4,000 plus languages in our world. If Christ would have come a few years later, the Roman nation was divided into civil battles. Road system would fall in disuse. Herod, the great architect, was taxing people heavily. It is said that 2 out of 3 people were slaves. They were ready for a change. They wanted deliverance from their bondage. As I mentioned, it was a time like no other. As we think about today, the Advent message, we hear again to prepare the way of the Lord and to make His path straight. We think about our lives, our mission as a church, as a church family. And we hear the good news that Christ is calling us to be an example of the believer, to share this message of peace, and to exemplify it in our lives. Advent. It's more than just a holiday season. These are holy days. Holy days for you and me to reflect on our spiritual journey. Holy days for you and I to think about how we can be preparing the way for Christ to come. For Christ to come into the lives of those who have not experienced this joy and this peace that you and I have experienced. Maybe it's a time for you to think about your journey of faith and where is it taking you? Are you growing spiritually? Are you dry and dusty in your relationship with God and with your fellow brothers and sisters? I remember years and years ago when one of my professors made this statement. He said, "If you want to know where you are with God, then look where you are with your fellow brothers and sisters." Where are you in relationship with them? That's a good barometer of where you are in your relationship with God. Where are you in your spiritual journey? This morning, communion is a good time to think about that journey. Communion is a good time for rededication. a good time to reflect again upon your faith. I would remind you that we in the United Methodist Church do not bar the altar rail. If you are here and you are not a United Methodist, but you are a child of God, you are welcome at this table. We also do not call this a place of intimidation. You do not come to this table because of what you have done. You come to this table because of what Christ has done for you. This is a place of grace. This is a time to embrace afresh the babe of Bethlehem and the coming King of Kings. This morning we will be celebrating again by intinction. The altars have been extended, and after taking, if you would like to kneel, you are more than welcome to kneel and to receive communion. I invite you to join with me in the insert in your bulletin. God's banquet is coming, the time we await when all will gather from north, east, south, and west. Here at this table, we get a foretaste of God's banquet. This is indeed God's table, not the church's. And so all who seek to follow the way are welcome to eat and drink from it. God is with us.
We are not alone.
Christ is present here. Let us give thanks to God. Blessings be to you, Creator God, who in the beginning brought light and life to the world, and who continues to bring it love and light everlasting. Over the ages, you have called people to embrace your hope and share your love. But even when they have closed their ears to the song, you did not stop singing. You sent prophets and messengers to your people, reminding them of the promised time of peace and justice that would surround the world. And then you came to a young woman named Mary and laid out the promise in a new way. And now, as we prepare for that child to be born, we echo the ancient cry. And also we lift our voice in song, singing together the praises of ages. Yet even now, as we prepare to celebrate his birth, we remember the life that this baby will live.
We remember how we broke the bonds of human tradition to show all what a banquet of hope could be as he ate openly with his spies and the outcasts of the
And we remember one special meal, foretaste of the banquet that is to come, that he ate with his closest friends. And at the end of the meal, he took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and then passed it to them, saying, And after that, he took the cup, blessed it, and passed it to them, saying, Remembering the birth of the child in the stable, we remember also his life, his death, and his resurrection.
We remember how he poured his blood out on all he meant, and look forward to his return and the coming reign of peace, love, and justice.
And in our remembering, we sing the mystery of faith. God, you poured your Spirit on Mary, and she sang words of defiance and hope. Pour out your Spirit upon us gathered here. As we eat and drink, may we know your presence. As we eat and drink, may we be open to the possibilities of your hope and power. And may we be strengthened in our time of waiting for peace and justice, so that we will have the courage to make the Christmas promise a reality. And the people all sang, and now, as beloved children of loving parents, we pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I forgot the sanitizer. It is a new day. So those who are participating with me today will be using sanitizer. The bread we break is the bread of life. The cup we share is a cup of promise. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. I invite those who are going to be assisting me to come now, please. Just stand there. Blood shed for you. Cup of the New Testament, Christ. Please join with me in praying the prayer following communion. It's printed in your bulletin. God of pregnant expectation, God of Christmas promise, God of childlike hope, we have eaten and drunk from your table. May the eating and drinking fill us with hope in a world of despair. May we be beacons of hope as we wait for the days when the world will be changed. Grant that this taste of your banquet, which is to come, will give us the hunger for peace and justice in our community and around the world. Amen. Number 219. Let's stand together. Benediction is a responsive benediction printed in your bulletin. Therefore, beloved, as our brother Paul wrote to you, according to the wisdom given to him, while you are waiting for the coming of Jesus Christ, work to be found by him at peace, without spot or blemish, always thankful for the patience of our Lord. The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Amen.